Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple, and we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. We've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be. Also, we could sit here and talk all night if we wanted about how complicated some banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards. Or we could go high and talk about how Discover Card makes it easy to redeem rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia is 30 minutes away. You don't want to miss that. But before we get to that, Rob, Thursday Night Football looks like we might have a good one tonight. 7-6, almost midway. We got 8 minutes left in the first half. And it looks, I don't know what the numbers are, Rob G, but Derrick Henry, every time I look up, it looks like Derrick Henry's gaining 4 or 5 yards. So they're trying to run it down the Packers' throats. And he's got 35 yards rushing, so he hadn't done anything spectacular yet. But
and it's cold.
You know how
20 degrees in Green Bay.
Right, right. Yeah, and there was a little snow earlier, but it seems to have stopped right now. So we'll keep you updated on Thursday Night Football, but looks like we got a good one. And, Rob, the Nets play tonight at Portland, who's playing well. So we'll see. You know, I had talked earlier about Kyrie Irving coming off the bench. If they lose tonight, you just got to start him, you know, because obviously that was just a quick little, you know,
4 out of 6
aberration. Right. They won a couple and things have returned to, you know, what you thought they were. But if they win tonight, I might not for the long term, probably, but I might bring him off the bench for the next his first game back or something like that if they win tonight.
I think they just throw him back in the starting lineup and hope that they can get going. If they win tonight, they're 7-9, and they just got to get to 500 and just play like run off a little streak, win some games, and then play. And then hopefully there are no more distractions this year and no injuries.
Do you think he'll be distraction free the rest of the year?
I wish I could say that. I can't say it with confidence. I just can't.
I mean, he can't. The thing is, his distractions get progressively worse. You know, you take a couple weeks off just for the heck of it. Okay. It's pretty bad. Then you don't get vaccinated, and that's your choice, but you end up missing basically, you know, more than half the season.
Right.
And then you get into all types of issues with anti-Semitism. So I can't imagine it would any distraction could be, you know, would top this. I hope, right? I mean, Kyrie, Rob, he's got to know. And he clearly wants to continue his career.
Oh no! When he re-upped with the Nets, remember that he could have opted out.
Yes. I mean,
he apologized
hours after, you know, the league suspended him.
Right.
Or the Nets suspended.
This is what I'm saying. Like he could have been like, "Well, I ain't saying nothing." Or,
right. It ain't that blah, even blah, important blah, to me.
Exactly.
I got my money. I done, you know.
He could have said that, and he didn't.
Right.
Because somebody got to him and said, "Dude, like ASAP, like don't
right.
play."
That's
around.
Why I would think. I mean, my gosh, if he does something else, it's just like, come on, Kyrie. Like, man, really? All right, we'll see though. Rob, we talked about Jeff Saturday ad nauseum,
yeah.
Getting this job coaching the Colts. And look, you got to give him credit. It doesn't mean he's going to do a good job and
it was one
things
game,
are going
right.
to go swimmingly the rest of the way. But still, I mean, I got to give him credit. Now, again, it might not have been him. His presence, maybe being a former player, being a you know one of their stars with the Colts, winning a Super Bowl, like, you know, clearly they were energized by his presence. I'm sure he obviously delegated virtually everything probably to his coaches, but I got to give him at least some credit. But Reggie Wayne, Rob, who, you know, one of their legendary wide receivers with the Colts, he's a wide receivers coach on that staff. And he was asked if he would have taken the job had it been offered to him. He's only been the receivers coach for 1 year. And he said, of course, why wouldn't I? That's why when Jeff took it, I was like, he's supposed to take it. He's not going to turn it down. Everybody knows if you're in Walmart or you're somewhere shopping and there's a long line and you know somebody up there, TSA in the airport, you're like, hey, I'm going to avoid this line.
He's right.
So here's what I want to throw at you, Rob. And again, I'm not saying this is going to be the case. But let's say, hypothetically, for the sake of discussion, that Jeff Saturday does a really good job. And whether they make the playoffs or they get close, like, you know, he's winning the majority of his games this year. Maybe he comes back next year and they're a good team. Because they were expected to be a good team this year.
Right.
So let's say next year they're good and they're en route to making the playoffs. And you know, Rob, it's a copycat league in a lot of ways. Would you be okay if it became, you know, owners are looking at it like, you know what? These players can do it. And it's not about ex-players, right? Because Frank Reich was an ex-player. Tony Dungy was
Thank
an ex-player.
You. Thank you, Chris.
Bill Cowher, right? I mean, so you've had ex-players. Art Shell. You know,
stop acting like
coach.
This is brand new,
right,
Chris. This
right.
ain't brand new.
It's not. What's brand new is that he never, you know, didn't pay any dues as
right.
far as coaching.
Right, that's it. It had nothing to
right.
do with whether or not, oh, yeah, it's good to see a player in there.
Right. That,
I get
I was
it.
Like, what are dudes talking about?
Exactly.
Like,
well, you know what? That's a knock at Bill Belichick and guys who never made it. Mm. You know what I mean? Chris, those guys who have never played
he
in the
He was
league,
a D3 player, so right, he didn't
right.
get
but you know what I'm saying. Yeah. But guys like that who have gone on. We've seen it all over. A lot of the NBA coaches were guys who never played in the league, Chris.
Right, right.
And here's the problem I have is I'm going to have a problem with it because owners usually pick people who they have a relationship with or friends with. And I'm just, my gut is going to tell me that there are going to be few black guys in that skip the line mode.
Well,
that's
that,
the issue I'm going to have.
That goes without saying.
Okay.
If here's my question I want to get to you.
But you got me on
if
that, right?
If Saturday does, oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But my point is this, if Saturday does a good job and they begin, I mean, it's not going to be a stream of them just hiring, you know, ex-players that retired and they don't have to coach on, you know, on any level. But if they start hiring a few guys that were ex-players and it's racially, you know, balanced, like, but I'm just saying, it ain't even fair with the thing, the way
I know.
So just, but I'm, right. Because the question I want to get to is not the racial one. The question I want to ask you is, would you be okay if you begin to see some NFL coaches hired who were ex-players who, you know, just like a Steve Kerr or an Aaron Boone, who never coached before on any level. And they were a great leader when they played, a Phillip Rivers. I don't know if some of these guys coach high schools, but you know, that's fine. But, you know, say they hired a Phillip Rivers. Say when Aaron Rodgers retires, if he got hired, I don't even think he wants to coach. But, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, right.
Like, if they started hiring players to be head coaches pretty much right away or within a few years of their retirement, and they didn't pay any coaching dues. And again, it was racially balanced. Maybe you can see a black player or two get that opportunity. Would you be okay with that, you know, guys skipping the line as we see in the NBA or Major League Baseball sometimes?
Yeah. I want to say yes, but I know once you open this door, what's going to happen. And that's where, and because we just saw it with Reggie Wayne. I mean, we just saw it, Chris.
Well, like, again, Rob, I don't want to, because that's a whole separate conversation.
I'm going to say no, because I want everybody to have to go through the same circumstances to at least be fair. And I don't think
it's not
this,
fair, though.
They're doing it now, supposedly, and it's still not fair. Yeah, I know, but I think this is worse. I say no. This will open up a bad can of worms, and I say no, I don't. I don't want to see it.
I would not have a problem with it. Now, again, if it's not fair racially and you see eight coaches who were ex-players hired right away without paying coaching dues and they're all white, I'm totally with you. And I think the league, before it even got to that, I think the league would make the Rooney Rule applicable to this. Because it would be if it's not an interim situation as it is. So I don't even know, Rob, that unless they just kept hiring interim coaches, it wouldn't even be possible. They'd have to at least interview some black candidates.
Right.
But I'm just saying, my problem with Saturday's hiring was that I didn't think it was even possible. And it still may not be. I mean, it was only one game. I just thought, and we said it, Rob, it's so much more difficult to coach in the NFL than the NBA or Major League Baseball. And my main problem was with it was that this is ridiculous. Like, how in the world, like, really? He's going to be able to coach an NFL team with no experience whatsoever except at the high school level? But if he proves it can be done, and it's, look, if he fails, it doesn't mean necessarily it can't be done.
Right.
If he's,
right.
You know, but so I get it. It's not all on him. But I'm just saying, if he does succeed, it shows, you know what? It certainly can be done. Yeah. I would be fine, because that happens all over in all types of industries. You know?
Okay, so I got my first radio show in Detroit in 1994, Chris. Right. And I had never had a show. I had never done radio. Like, I didn't have a show.
Never was trained in it or anything.
No, I was never trained. But I had been on a lot of other people's shows, and that's how I got hired, because they heard me. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, but even that's not experience. I'm the same way.
I didn't have experience. I'm with you.
You're right. So we were similar in that I was not trained in radio. I was not trained in television. Rob, we know most of the guys who started out as writers who are on television, guys and gals, we're not trained in television.
No.
And I think it's true, that because we were reporters.
Yes.
We were journalists. We were around the sports, around coaches, around players. That was our experience, so to speak, right? Rob, it takes credibility for people to want to listen to you. That gave us credibility too. Okay.
Even if we weren't formally trained.
Right.
To do television or radio, you learn how to do it as you go along. And then there are other people who is there all life. They only want to be on radio go to school and all that. And I'm sure that there were plenty, Chris. Look, there are plenty of TV guys who were mad when the Mike Wilbons and the Skip Baylesses and the Chris Broussard
and
the Jamel Hills, and plenty of radio guys were like, I've been working in Wisconsin my whole life trying to get to the network or trying to get whatever.
Absolutely.
And they put Chris Broussard and Rob Parker on. I get that. I do.
And I think, just like you and I said, and I think it's fair and true, that we got our training by being reporters. I think a football player, a Jeff Saturday, would say, yeah, and I got my training by being a player. And I think that's right, if they can do it. And again, I don't know that they can. But Mark Jackson, when he said, I'm not going to be an assistant coach, I was a coach on the floor as a player for 15 years or however long he played.
Right.
He's right. Larry Bird, Steve Kerr, Aaron Boone, Rob, my issue was I just thought football was too complicated for coaches to step right in
and
do
it still
like
might,
that.
And it might be, right. Chris, because he won game one.
Agreed.
Doesn't mean that he was the guy pulling all the – when we had who do we have on this week, Chris, NFL guy?
Well, Rod Woodson and Hushman Zada. And remember, Rod said – players have said, when we played 12, 15 years, we know we would be better coaches than some of these guys coaching us.
Right. Randy. No, when we had Randy on.
Oh, Randy Mueller.
Yeah, Randy Mueller, Chris. He said that you probably got to tip your cap to the other coaches who are on the staff, because everybody else was intact. And so things didn't change that much. And he had a new play caller who had never called plays. And they ran the football, right? You know what? Like, they ran the football. It wasn't like they came up with some exotic.
But he did. He did make the quarterback change.
No. He did. He put the guy.
Like, he went there and put in Matt Ryan. He went to the owner and said, look, I want to start Matt Ryan. And so, I mean, I get what you're saying, and you're absolutely right. But that would be the case regardless. You're always going to lean on your coordinators, lean on your position coaches. So it's interesting, but the bottom line is I wouldn't – if it becomes a thing, as long as it's racially fair and balanced, then I would be fine with it if these guys can actually do the job. All right, 877-99 on Fox. We want to throw it out to you. Would you be fine if there became more Jeff Saturdays, former players who had no coaching experience who take over some of these NFL teams – and do you think that a lot of those guys can be successful? Do you think Saturday will end up being successful rather than, you know, failing and falling on his face in this situation? All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, 877-996-6369.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course you know us as the host of the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show.
World renowned.
We all know you're sick and tired of these stupid sports shows where the hosts say stupid things like Tom Brady's the GOAT.
Or LeBron James is good at basketball, which he is clearly not.
See, we give you smart takes.
Yeah.
And we also bring on so-called famous guests from across the sports world and show them why we know much more than they do.
You're off the show!
Are you serious?
See ya!
Listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. On Purpose's mission is to create impactful conversations to help you become happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating. You'll be laughing, crying, and have so many impactful takeaways after this interview.
I had this, like, you know, homie lover friend for a long time. He's very disrespectful to me, very kind of messed up to me. But in my mind, we could get married. We had the most beautiful babies. He handsome. I'm pretty. Like, it would be so cool. He's smart and intellectual. I'm kind of smart, I think. Like, it would be fun. We have the best conversations. Like, we have fun, but then he would treat me like crap.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer, a gentle and easy shave for America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. All right, we want to welcome you to the Fox Sports Radio tailgate. It's presented by the Big Green Egg. Nothing beats the flavor of live fire cooking on a Big Green Egg, guys. It's the most versatile grill that you will ever own. And we back that up with a lifetime warranty. So roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery at biggreenegg.com. You get a lifetime warranty, free home delivery, biggreenegg.com. 877-99 on Fox. Would you have a problem if there became more Jeff Saturdays guys that never coached were former players getting head coaching jobs in the NFL.
All right, let's kick it off, Chris, with William in Spokane, Washington. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, guys. good evening. Long time, first time. But, hey, I don't know about
thank you.
Player. Yeah. Just a comment on Jeff Saturday, a piece maybe we're missing. He's not just a former player, but offensive lineman, which I think is unique. The center being the signal caller pre-snap. So you can change out your quarterbacks all you want, but if they're just getting a head start on the D-line and running backwards, that's not going to work. I wonder if he's in there calling out matchups and saying this is what we need to do, as well as any correcting any techniques. So thanks for taking my call. I'll hang up and listen.
All right. We got you.
Yep. Appreciate it. I don't know, Chris. I mean, there have been some coaches who have never played in the NFL who have done pretty well. I mean, I
wouldn't expect it to become all, you know what I mean? Right. Even if Saturday's successful, like that. It's just like the NBA and baseball, Rob. You've got guys.
You got a few,
that
but not everybody.
You got guys that came straight from playing, you know? Yeah. So,
and we just saw Buck Showalter win his fourth manager of the year, right?
Chris? Right.
Like, he's an old school, long time guy. Dusty won the World Series. I don't know how many guys who are doing. Aaron Boone hasn't won anything. We could go on. There's other guys who have won. Lou Piniella was never a manager, Chris, when he got his first managing job, right? And he won a World Series with the Reds. So,
well, you see it, like we said, you see it more in baseball and basketball. We'll see if it gets to that point in football.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, let's go to Chili Tim in Atlanta. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tim?
Yo, 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 what's up?
What's up, Newt?
What's going on, Newt? How you guys doing this evening?
We are good, brother.
I'm waiting for you noobs to honor me since the Q's did it on Long Island. You know what I'm saying? Like, Tim, what's up?
I'm not going to tell you what we used to say when we pledged about the Q's.
All right.
I'm sure they said some stuff about us, too.
Sure they sure did. Tim, you could set it up at Magic City, some chicken wings.
Tim is a man of God. He ain't rolling like that, man.
Come on, I tell
you what, Rob. You come to church, and I'll make sure you get your name, you get recognized by the pastor.
There you go.
All right, and then you'll come hang out with me and get some chicken wings at any place I want to go?
We can go to Wingstop.
Wait a minute. Can you throw dollar bills at Wingstop? I'm just asking. Okay.
It may get you thrown out of there, but I don't know. But I was just wondering, you guys remember when Terry Bradshaw made that comment about Mike Tomlin not knowing X and the O's and being a rah-rah coach?
He was a cheerleader is what
he called. He was a cheerleader. Yep. Isn't that what Jeff Saturday basically is? He's just like cheerleading right now.
No, absolutely. Yep.
You know?
And that's a way you can do
it.
But that's a great call. Right. They were critical of Tomlin supposedly for doing that, right? Obviously, Tomlin does coaching. But
yes.
You're right. When Saturday, everybody knows he ain't coming. Certainly not in 1 week. He got his fingerprints on everything. No, he delegated, and he's just, like you said, the rah-rah guy, right? The get everybody's spirit up. No, that's a great point. Great point.
Yeah, that
so
is,
let's,
Tim.
Let's
great
see
point.
What happens if he starts winning or losing. You know, I got to see more before I can say he has, like you said, he has his print on it. I just think that's all he's doing right now. That's why I have to see what happens if they go on a 3 or 4 game losing streak. And
well,
the guys
look,
in the locker room are not listening to him.
If this fails and, like, say they lose 80% of the rest of their games, I don't know that we'll see this for a long time.
No.
Like, it'll be like, see? Just like it was
when
he was
hired. And they will. Right. They'll be like, oh, wait a minute. You don't want to hire a Jeff Saturday, do you? You
know
what I mean?
Exactly.
It'll become that, Chris. All right, real quick, can we squeeze in Gary? You got 1 minute, Gary. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, so I think when it comes to coaching in the NFL, I don't think it really matters how much you know offense or defense. I think all that matters is, are you a leader and will the players listen to you? And then you can have the coordinators do all the hard stuff for you. I mean, that's it.
Well, it's different types. I mean, I do think there are coaches like that, and that's fine. Larry Bird, Rob, you know,
Chris,
how he
that's
was
the
in
first
the
guy, right? Dick Carter was and the
Rick Carlisle.
Right?
They were the coordinators, so to speak. But then you got guys like Belichick that want to do all the coach. You know what I mean?
And, it's his defense, Chris. It's the best right. Belichick's defense.
Right. So it's going to be different types, but that can work. You know, it can work. So we'll see. All right, Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia is next, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
That's right. It is Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. The segment proves you even got to like sports to work in sports media. The star of this segment. Check him out this week on the Ben Maller Fifth Hour podcast. He's dipping his toes into that
Wait,
water.
Wait, what?
Now.
Yes, sir. Yes. Taking
you,
over the whole empire, baby. What's
you
up?
Honeymooning on us?
Hey, is sometimes, you know, people reach out.
I should say moonlighting on us.
We're like the side chick.
Basically.
Wow.
CB, you're big time, bro. You're on TV all the time. Rob Parker's out there chasing cars and women. Somebody here actually wanted my value and asked, Alex, can you fill in with me on Fifth Hour? I said, say less. And I did. Three great podcasts.
So you're going to be on the air. I like it.
Yes, sir.
I like it.
And if you want more of Alex Tiger, check out his podcast, the Anime Senpai Podcast, and the Shallow Oceans podcast.
And wait
Shallow
a minute. On the I think he rips me on the podcast, Chris.
I shouted you out and gave you some love, Rob.
He
stopped
really rips you. I listen regularly. He rips you more often.
No,
than
I know. Alex is my guy.
Oh, 1,000%, Rob. If I was a little darker, I'd be on MLB Bro right now.
That's right.
Oh, jeez. All right, on that right. note, let's get to it.
Tonight. Hey, Alex, what size shoe do you wear?
Oh, my god.
12, Rob, a 12.
Okay. Tonight's Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia is all Packers and Titans themed, and more specifically, nicknames related to those two clubs, all right? Wow. So let's get to it. Flip the corner to the update. Chris gets question number one. You already know the rule. Let's get to it. Chris, Derrick Henry, you scored a touchdown. He's got a very straightforward nickname. People just call him Blank Henry.
Alex, you ready? Listen closely now.
What?
Who's that? Rob, who's he impersonating?
I don't know who you're impersonating.
Who's that? Chris, tell
All
me
right,
who
that
is.
Here we go. Here we go.
I'm ready.
Queen.
King.
There it is.
That is correct.
Let's go.
10 points
I'm
for Chris.
I'm rolling tonight.
Money.
All right, here we go. Level number two over to Rob Parker. The Packers have one of the more rabid fan bases in all of sports. They refer to themselves as the Blank Heads.
Huh. Alex, you ready?
Rob, I'm ready.
Hold on.
Rob, are you ready?
hold on. Are you ready?
Alex,
I'm
check
ready.
Your phone.
Alex,
look at how I'm waving my arms.
Alex, get Kawhi ready.
All right, here we go. Alex, get Kawhi ready. All right, here we go. Come on, this is so easy.
How are you?
All right,
hey, Rob, come on.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Cheddar.
Cheese.
Yeah.
That is correct.
It took you that long to get cheddar?
I was going to say Monterey Jack, but
don't do that. Don't do that.
Two words.
Don't do that.
Here we go. Level number three. Back to Chris. All tied up at 10. Steve McNair, rest in peace. The only Titans player to ever win the NFL MVP, which is kind of shocking. Folks, of course, used to call him Blank McNair.
What's up with all these names, Rob G?
It's the nickname themed edition.
Oxygen.
Air?
That is correct.
Yeah,
okay. I see you, see.
I came to play tonight.
I was going to say Jordan.
Air.
Yeah, I thought about that. Would you have gotten that?
Oh, yeah.
No, he would have said Michael. Michael McNair.
Michael.
All right, here
Michael
we go.
Michael McNair.
His nickname was Michael. All right, here we go. Level number four. Getting a little tougher. Back to Rob Parker. When the Titans beat the Bills on an improbable kick return in the 2000 playoffs. Remember that play? Folks called it the Blank City Miracle.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Tonight,
Melody?
Right?
Song?
That is incorrect.
Mm.
Chance to steal. You're up 20 to 10.
Melody?
Don't blow it.
Give me the question again, Rob G.
The Blank City Miracle.
All right.
Blank City Miracle.
Funky? Funky?
That's two clues.
No, that's funky.
By the way, Fast and the Furious and Space is on TV here in the studio.
It's so bad.
It is riveting television.
It's so bad.
Fast and Furious in Space?
Yes, they are in space.
They have nowhere else to go, see?
How do they keep making? How many is like nine of them?
You know, they said the same thing about the Odd Couple radio shows. Like, how do they keep making them? This is the fifth version of it, and they just keep getting worse. All right, here we go.
Give me the question again, Rob G. Give me the question again.
I'm going to give another clue.
No, Blank City Miracle.
Funky. Flashback?
That is incorrect. Back to Rob.
All right. Alex, you ready?
Okay.
Yeah, he's ready.
Thank you, Rob. I wasn't actually the last two times. Thank you. Rob.
Here we go. Here we go, Alex.
I was going to ask you if you're ready.
All right, here we go.
Yes.
We don't need the here we go. We don't need. All right.
Alex, imagine you're in Cancun.
That's right. All right, here we go.
Some fresh shrimp.
Country
music.
That is correct.
Yeah,
got it.
8 points for Rob. He's staying alive.
I see what you guys were doing there,
like Saturday Night Fever.
I was about to say rap.
Rap music.
You gotten that?
Would you have said rap music?
I think I
would
have gotten it by there if I still didn't get
it. But country music is. You always say country music.
Yes.
Yeah. No one says rap music. They say, "Listen, rap."
Rap.
All right. Here we go. Level number 5. Crystal up 20-18. Aaron Rodgers got a very unique touchdown celebration. It actually originated in a car insurance commercial.
What?
He does the discount blank check.
Okay.
What?
Single?
I'm sorry if I'm wrong. Double?
That is correct.
Boy, I'm wrong.
Okay.
I told you, Rob. I came to play the
discount double check.
You can just surrender if you want. You want to just surrender?
Let's get to it. We got to go quickly. These last two over to Rob. Tyshers Tower of Trivia.
Don't play that music.
Rob, Lambeau Field is one of the coldest fields in all of sports, not just the NFL. Folks oftentimes refer to it as the blank tundra.
Huh.
Alex, are you ready?
Thank you, Rob. Yes.
Okay.
I am ready.
Okay,
okay, now think of what Chris just said.
Just think of what, exactly.
Just visualize, it's cold outside.
It's cold.
What are they thinking about when it's cold?
Alex, remember the previous one, cheese on your head.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
Man, I my clue is not going to work.
This isn't helping me, Rob.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
You're making me feel bad.
You can't even say that. Even though that was a defeatist attitude.
I know.
You get one word, Rob.
Gotta give a memoir.
Oh, my gosh. I see why it's the most popular segment.
Okay.
Okay, what do you got?
Come on. You want to just give it up?
No, let me go.
Right,
can I talk? Let me go. Here we go. All right. Ice.
Rob, what are you trying to say? Give me the question again.
Read the question.
They call Lambeau Field the blank tundra.
Cold, ice, frozen?
That is correct.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
I'm still up.
We got time for one more quickly, quickly.
Do we?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Or
go.
We
are blowing through all the sponsors here.
Yes, go.
Packers players outside of Aaron Rodgers like to celebrate all their touchdowns by doing the iconic Lambeau blank.
Oh, gosh.
All right, here we go, Alex.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready, Chris.
Ready?
Thank you.
Close.
I'm listening. All right, headphones are on.
All right. Jump.
Man?
That is incorrect. Rob Parker. Got to go quickly, guys.
Jump.
All right.
Tire rack's upset.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Faith.
Ooh, okay.
Think about what.
Faith. This over. It's over. He cheated.
No, go ahead. Alex, go ahead.
He literally cheated.
I didn't cheat. Alex,
Rob G,
go ahead.
Question again?
They call it the Lambeau blank. I gotta go quickly, Alex.
I'm trying here. Jump.
Hey, don't be using my clues with his.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Gosh, Rob, I'm so sorry. I don't know this one.
Pass? Is that a pass?
2-1.
I don't know.
Chris, to finish it off, you gotta go quick.
Really?
Discover's upset at us too now.
Yes. Everybody's upset.
Hop.
The only one who's not is Gillette.
Hop.
They love our ads.
Hop.
Jump. Hop. Faith. Fly?
That is incorrect. Last one, Rob. If you don't get it, Chris wins.
I don't know.
All right. Give it, all right. You ready, Alex?
I'm repeat trying over. It.
All right. Here we go.
Yes.
Of?
God?
All right. Don't.
You said God? Is that your answer?
Yes. Okay,
that is incorrect.
What is it?
Chris gets the win.
What is it?
It's the Lambo leap.
Oh,
leap
God.
Of faith. Leap of
yeah,
faith.
Yeah, boy.
Hey, we're too now, late look, for this music, right? Turn this
marinate.
Off. Let's go. We got
just
sponsors.
Just rock
to,
with
to,
me. Rock with
no.
a brother. A couple Fox Sports Radio. Keep it locked.
Shave ya.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. On Purpose's mission is to create impactful conversations to help you become happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating. You'll be laughing, crying, and have so many impactful takeaways after this interview.
I had this, like, you know, homie lover friend for a long time. He's very disrespectful to me, very kind of messed up to me. But in my mind, we could get married. We had the most beautiful babies. He handsome. I'm pretty. Like, it would be so cool. He's smart and intellectual. I'm kind of smart, I think. Like, it would be fun. We have the best conversations. Like, we have fun, but then he would treat me like crap.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Of course, we're brought to you by TireRack.com, and we're live in the TireRack.com studios. Fellas, Rob, you ready?
Yes.
Go ahead and do your thing.
All right, guys, what have I been telling you? Have some respect for your pubic region. You know what I mean? Have some respect for it. And you need to go to, if I could get, I thought that we did do it the last hour. All right, here we go. All right, fellas, as I was telling you, go to Gillette because introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Care Trimmer, a gentle and easy shave from America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. That's right. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get.
Rob, I know on this TV theme song Thursday as we wrap it up, your favorite sitcom all time is The Golden Girls, right?
The Golden Girls and The Odd Couple, yes. I would say Golden Girls at this point. Yep, and The Odd Couple TV show.
What is your current favorite? I haven't watched a new sitcom. I can't even think of the last new sitcom I watched.
Chris, I'm embarrassed to say this. No. The last sitcom that I watched religiously was so long ago I was married. That's how long ago it was.
Wow.
Seinfeld? Seinfeld. That was the last sitcom I ever watched.
I think that's the last one I watched, too.
Seriously. You know, every week, Thursday night, 9 o'clock, Chris.
Right.
Me and my wife would sit there and watch it. It was like appointment television back then.
Right. I agree. I think that's the last one that I
You know,
watch.
Rob G and Alex are like these old dinosaurs.
What sitcom? Right? What are your guys' favorite sitcoms?
What do you watch?
Well, I don't watch sitcoms anymore, but I do watch like Game of Thrones and House of Dragons. That's not a sitcom.
So you don't do any.
Do you have a favorite sitcom?
My all-time favorite is Fresh Prince. Most recent one that I watched, and even then I didn't even get to the end of it because I got tired of it, was The Big Bang Theory.
Okay.
Well, you know what? My parents really were into The Big Bang Theory.
Is that still Is that still new?
No. It's on in syndication. Yeah. Okay. You know. It's in syndication. But yeah, I was never into it, but they loved it.
Yeah. Alex, what about you?
Yeah, I don't really get the whole appeal to The Big Bang Theory. It was not entertaining.
I didn't either.
I don't understand what people
laughed. They laughed out loud.
But why?
But I don't know. Well, I never watched it enough to find out.
Watched any sitcoms lately, Alex?
No.
What's the last one you watched?
Rob, the last thing is probably back in like the end of high school days was Seinfeld, and that was still my favorite.
Is that crazy? I know.
I don't watch any.
Do they even make sitcoms like they used to now?
They kind of do, but it's like the big pull are these big shows like Game of Thrones, like Breaking Bad. Yeah, the best
sitcoms are like on streaming networks.
What are the top sitcoms right now?
I mean, people don't even watch it like that anymore. They watch NCIS and like you mentioned, all of the big event television is sports and premium cable shows like Game of Thrones, whatever.
Right.
Like I looked real quick, Chris. It says the number one modern is Modern Family, and I think that's over.
I didn't even realize.
Yeah, that's over. My wife watched that, but All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We are signing off, but keep it locked because Jason Smith and Mike Harmon bring absolute fire.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.